ladies and gentlemen,
presenting
Rolling.
From our New York studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Rolling on the river, certainly glad to be here, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Last night,
what
presidential
up,
debate. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Presidential debate last night in Denver. Quite interesting, to say the least. I think Mitt Romney this morning is popping some champagne bottles. And the Obama team, they say, we've got to come out swinging much harder and stay that way in the next debate. Joining us right now, Mark Morial. He is the CEO of the National Urban League. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Roland.
Mark, I thought last night the president missed some opportunities to really press Mitt Romney. Romney effectively, sticking and jabbing, keep moving. And you have to stay, to me, as far as I'm concerned, aggressive all 90 minutes, not
well,
just at the beginning.
I don't think it was the president's best night. My experience with debating tells me that the best approach is to start very aggressively and really keep the opponent on the defensive because, you know, it's a one-on-one debate. It's 90 minutes, and there's really no referee in the ring. I mean, the moderator...
Oh, that was clear. That was a replacement ref last night.
The moderator just let them go at it. So it wasn't as scripted as debates we've seen in the past. And I think Romney really sought to take advantage of that. But, you know, one debate is not a camp. Does not
of course
make a
not.
Campaign.
Of course not. Now here's something, Mark.
And Mark, a vice presidential coming up.
Here's something that I also make clear to a lot of folks who are supporters of the president. Stop living by these polls showing early leads in these battleground states. You have to always be closing. So to your point, there's a VP debate next week, two more presidential debates, but you also still have to not think this race is over with early polls. You have to always be closing because at the end of the day, the votes matter.
And, you know, Roland, from the very beginning, I think you'd agree, this is going to be a close election. It's going to be decided by turnout. And there's going to be bumps and grinds along the way. I think one of the things that vis-a-vis Mitt Romney is, you know, I heard Mitt Romney change his position yet again last night. You know, there probably could be a chart on what different positions he's had on the same issue over the course of not only the last year, but over the course of his career. And I really think...
But he needs to be pressed on that, doesn't he, Mayor Mark?
He has to be pressed on it, and there has to be research and analysis on it. And that's, to me, I think Mitt Romney's biggest weakness is that he's basically been a double back. He's been a Fosbury flipper. You know, he's flipped backwards. He's flipped forward
on a number
of positions.
And even on the flipping, I thought, look, at the outset, you talked about jobs, and I really thought the president was going to say, Mitt, just last week, the Senate would not even pass a job bill for veterans.
He never said
how
that.
How does your party not support veterans?
Well, you know,
you put that yoke around his neck and make him own it.
Well, the other thing is you can't allow him to distance himself
from
the Bush administration, or distance himself from the from his party in Congress, and he was never pressed on that. And I think that's certainly got to be the case. As all of us, I think we were looking for some things. I think we all saw the attacks and the counterattacks, or the points of differences. And I think Jim Lehrer asked a number of times, "Please state the differences." I think that the setup. Those sorts of debates where you have open-ended questioning provide an opportunity for you to really shape the response the way you want.
Do you think with the audience participating next town hall that'll be a different flow and a different kind of energy to it?
It is a little different, you're right, because in an audience participation it's less formal, but also it gives the candidates an opportunity to engage. Look, Romney, anyone who's watched Romney, and I saw the tapes of Romney debating Kennedy, watched him in the Republican primaries. I mean, he's skilled and practiced as a debater. His style is to be very aggressive, and his style is to respond when he feels like his position has been attacked. You've got to go into a debate knowing and understanding that he's going to be an aggressive debater, and
right,
he's going to press whoever he's on the stage. If that's his style, that's always been his style.
But as Roland said, it's all about the votes, and you as well as Tom and other organizations are pushing and supporting the 1-866 My Vote One line.
We're supporting it. People should call. And the good news is we've got some good court decisions which have stopped these voter ID laws. So
right.
It's about voting. It's about getting out the vote. And one debate does not make a campaign.
Bob, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Tom,
all right.
I'm about to go join Soled on CNN, about to call Mitt Romney's lies out.
All right.
Got to do it.